KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports, Tommy Cousy made a game-winning basket with 1.8 seconds left to help St. Mary's edge Northern Iowa 66-64 Thursday. Cousy, who had 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks, gave St. Mary's its first lead since 12-11 with a bank shot in the lane. Dan Fotu had 12 points, and Alex Dukas added 9 points and 10 rebounds for St. Mary's. A.J. Green had 15 points for the Panthers at 0-2. Austin Fife added 14 points, and Bowen Bourne had 13 points. In top 25 action, Gonzaga quickly demonstrated why it sits atop the Associated Press men's basketball polls. The Zags opened their season by pulling out a 102-90 win over number 6 Kansas. The Bulldogs outscored the Jayhawks 30-14 in the paint and were 5-for-10 from the three-point range. Marcus Garrett led the Jayhawks with 22 points. In other top 25 hoops action, 8th-ranked Illinois built a 30-point halftime lead and cruised to a wire-to-wire win over Chicago State 97-38. Ayo Dosunmu followed his career high with 28 points performance in the season opener on Wednesday by scoring 22 Thursday against the Cougars. Adam Miller finished with 15 points and Kofi Cockburn added 14 and 11 rebounds for Illinois. Number 15 West Virginia missed its first 10 shots yet to build a 13-0 lead in a 78-66 victory against VCU. Derek Culver had 23 points and 15 rebounds to help the Mountaineers advance to the Bad Boys Moores Crossover Classic Final against Western Kentucky. Sean McNeil furnished 16 points and Oscar Shibwe added 11 with 16 rebounds. In college football action, you can chop another game off this weekend's college football schedule. Number 19 Southern California's scheduled home game Saturday against unbeaten Colorado has been canceled due to positive COVID-19 tests for the Trojans. And the Pac-12 said the USC didn't have the minimum number of scholarship players available at a specific position group. That's the result of at least 2 positive COVID-19 cases and the resulting isolation of additional players under contact tracing protocols. It is. Colorado immediately booked a replacement game against San Diego State in Boulder on Saturday afternoon. San Diego State had an opening after its game at Fresno was canceled. Well, this morning here on KJN, we'll bring you Iowa Hawkeye football from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes get set to take on their component or their challenger for the day. At again, 10 o'clock is your pregame show, and we'll have the kickoff at noon for you here today on KJN as the Hawkeyes take on Nebraska Cornhuskers. Again, pregame at 10 o'clock, kickoff at 11, or at 12, I should say, here on KJAN. Well, the Dallas Cowboys and Detroit Lions encountered some rather rude guests on Thanksgiving Day. Antonio Gibson ran for 115 yards and 3 touchdowns as Washington demolished the Cowboys 41-16. Dallas trailed just 20-16 until Gibson ripped off scoring runs of 23 and 37 yards in the fourth quarter. His final TD came just 7 seconds before Montez Sweat picked off Andy Dalton and returned it for 15 yards with a score of 3:24 to play. Alex Smith was 19 of 26 for 149 yards, 1 TD, and 1 interception for Washington, which took over first place in the NFC East despite a 4-7 record. The Cowboys accumulated just 60 yards rushing, with Ezekiel Elliott gaining 32 yards on 10 carries. Dalton completed 25 of his 35 passes for 215 yards and a TD for the 3-8 Cowboys. In Detroit, Deshaun Watson threw for 4 touchdowns, and the Texans improved to 3-1 since their bye week by outscoring the Lions 41-25. Watson's favorite target was Will Fuller, who had 6 receptions for 171 yards and 2 touchdowns for the 4-7 Texans. Texans star defensive end J.J. Watt had a pick 6 in the first quarter. On Detroit's next snap, Jonathan Williams fumbled, and Houston took advantage with Watson's 2-yard touchdown pass to C.J. Rosisi to go ahead 13-6. Watson was 17 of 25 for 318 yards and no interceptions. He fared better than Matthew Stafford, who was 28 of 42 for 295 yards and a TD. Adrian Peterson had a pair of scoring runs for the Lions, who dropped to 4-7 now. Andy Reid knows quarterbacks, so does John Gruden and Sean Payton. For years, these elite NFL coaches have praised the performances of Tom Brady, Mr. Six Rings, and they do the same now with Patrick Mahomes, the NFL's biggest playmaker. On Sunday, in a matchup that fits prime time, but wasn't one CBS was about to let get away from his afternoon lineup, Mahomes and the Chiefs will visit Brady in Tampa Bay, and you'll be able to hear that game on KJAN Sunday afternoon. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson has tested positive for COVID-19. According to multiple media outlets, last year's NFL MVP is the biggest star to become infected by the virus. The Baltimore Sun and ESPN both cite unidentified sources in reporting that Jackson was among four more Ravens players to test positive Thursday. Outside linebacker Pernell McPhee was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list on Wednesday, joining running backs Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins and defensive tackle Brandon Williams. Baltimore was supposed to play the unbeaten Steelers last night, but the game was postponed until Sunday. The latest round of positive tests could jeopardize that game being played this weekend. In other virus-related NFL news, Larry Fitzgerald and fellow Cardinals receiver from Arizona, Trent Sherfield, have been placed on the reserve COVID-19 list 3 days ahead of their road game against the Patriots. The 37-year-old Fitzgerald is in his 17th NFL season and hasn't missed a regular season game since 2014. He started all 10 games this season and has 43 catches for 336 yards. Also in the NFL, the Browns have placed defensive end Porter Gustin on the COVID-19 list, further weakening a group already without star Myles Garrett. Gustin became the third Browns player to be put on the list in the past 3 days as Cleveland continues to be one of the NFL team's hardest hit by the virus. Gustin, Garrett, fullback Andy Janovich, linebacker Sione Takatiti, and defensive end Joe Jackson will miss Sunday's game against the Jaguars. The Falcons worked virtually on Thanksgiving after two non-coaching members of the staff tested positive for COVID-19. The Falcons called off practice Thursday and halted all activities at their training center in suburban Flowery Branch, marking the third time this season the team has taken such a step. Positive tests forced the team to work virtually before an October 18th game at Minnesota and a November 8th game against Denver. And the Broncos' number three quarterback, Jeff Driscoll, has been placed on the COVID-19 list. It's not known whether it's due to a virus infection or being in close contact with an infected individual. Also in sports, the Los Angeles Rams have placed leading tackler Micah Kizer, on injured reserve. The Rams' starting middle linebacker will be sidelined for at least 3 weeks following Thursday's move. Coach Sean McVay said Kizer injured his knee late in the Rams' 27-24 victory at Tampa Bay Monday night. He has 77 tackles along with three passes defensed and forced a fumble. The Rams host San Francisco on Sunday. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, our sports report brought to you this morning here on AM 1220 by Dedder Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Dedder difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.